There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. But
good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The club on the first day of winter, and just a few days to the celebration of Christmas. If we can help you, if you have any questions at all on some ideas for last-minute presents, give us a call. The number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261, or maybe you've already received a present and you're not quite sure how to take care of it. And a lot of tropical plants are going to be used as Christmas presents this year. And those of you that get our email newsletter, the latest edition had a list of the top 12 hanging foliage plants for the home. And the one thing that you have to consider when you're buying a tropical plant, whether it's a hanging basket like the newsletter talked about, or a floor plant, you know, like a Schefflera or a ficus or mother-in-law tongue or a philodendron, corn plants. Know what the amount of light is going to be available to the person that you're going to be giving the plant to. Know what type of heat they have, and roughly what the temperature is in their home, and it will help you to select the right plant. So before you go to buy them a plant, spend a few minutes, just, you know, give them a call saying, I'm headed out, I want to stop by and say hello for a couple of minutes, and look at the windows. You know, maybe they could use a good hanging plant in a window. And you can buy a plant and a bracket at the same time. Or you can buy them a floor plant. But if they have a wood stove, then you need to be able to tell the clerk at the greenhouse that they have a wood stove. And they may say, well, we really don't have anything that will tolerate that type of dry heat. So then you can tell the people when you give them to them, give them the plant, that this plant will not tolerate being in the same room as a wood stove, as a fireplace that's being used often. And that will make a big, big difference in the quality of a plant. And a good example, right now, gardenias are available, and they're beautiful. They're all in bud. They've got a few flowers open on them. But if you buy a gardenia for somebody that has forced hot air heat, keeps the house warm, or a wood stove, the buds, as they mature, they're going to grow, they're going to get good size, they're going to start to turn white, you're going to get all excited, and then they'll start falling from the plant. Gardenias will not tolerate low moisture in the air. If you have to have it, keep it away from the heat source. Set your gardenia in a big plastic waterproof saucer. Fill the saucer with stone. You can buy a bag of marble chips. You can take stone out of your driveway if you have a piece stone driveway. You can buy a bag of colored stone at a pet store. Just a little 5-pound bag. And there's natural stones. And you would fill the saucer with the stone, set your plant on top of it, and every morning fill the saucer with water to the bottom of your pot. And during the day, the water that's in that saucer will evaporate. As it evaporates, it will create moisture around the foliage, and it will help the gardenia to retain the flowers. The other thing, get a mister. And a couple times a day, and just first thing in the morning, when you get up, mist the entire plant. And before going to bed, mist the entire plant. And a combination of that will help your gardenias to flower and thrive. And if it's in the original pot, have it repotted, or you repot it. And that way, you won't have to water as often. Makes a big difference. A phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jean from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about Christmas cactus.
Jean, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul, and thank you for taking my call. Here is my situation. I have about 5 Christmas cactus that are very old. When I say old, some of them came from even my grandmother's plant. And they're probably 75 years old at least. Now, I have transplanted them a couple of times, but now, I think there's probably no soil in the pot. They're just roots. They're not flowering too well this year. And the old part of the plant, which is looks like a tough, leathery section, those are about maybe 6 inches long on many of them. I don't know to break that up and start them again or to cut back the roots when I take them out to transplant them. I know there's a thing called root pruning. I'm not sure. I'm still trying to save them all and give them some good soil, and I'm not even sure what kind of soil to use.
Okay. Let me tell you what I want you to do. Now, you've done very good, and it's nice to have a plant that's been passed down from generation to generation to generation. And you should be very pleased with yourself that you've been able to keep this alive. So you've done very, very well. Now, what you need to do to get your cactus to flower, put it near a window. And what I've done is I took like those nesting tables that you would eat your meal on while watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it near the window, and I put my Christmas cactus right near there where it's a little bit cooler than the rest of the house. And I find that if I'm able to do that and keep it cool, that it will set more flower buds with the cool temperatures. And also keep them in the room when You have done supper, you turn off the lights, and it stays dark for the rest of the night. If you keep your Christmas cactus in your living room and you're watching the news at 11, is creating long days for your plant, and your Christmas cactus will not set as many buds. So maybe you have a room that you're not using, like a guest room, set up a TV tray table, set it right near the window, but not touching the glass, and you can make a Christmas cactus bloom three times between Christmas and Easter. By when they get done blooming, put it right back there. It will reset buds. Then you can bring it back down into the middle of your house and enjoy them and just repeat that process. Now, in the spring, April, May, you look at your plants and the foliage looks like it has knuckles. And you would break it at a knuckle to start a new plant. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how to repot it, and I'm going to tell you how to take cuttings so that maybe you could next year at this time give some plants away to family members. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop. Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Gene about Christmas cactus. And what we were discussing was the best time to take cuttings is going to be in the springtime. Right now, your plant is in the flowering mood, and it will not really root as easily or as quickly as it will during May when it's in the vegetative form of growth. So, in late April, early May, look at the plants, and they will look like the knuckles on your finger. And what you want to do is count down 3 to 5 knuckles. Break it off, and it should snap off easy. Or if it doesn't, then you can take a pair of pruners or some good sharp scissors, and you would break it right at that knuckle. Dip it in some rooting powder that you can buy little tinfoil envelopes for $2 or $3. Dip it in, shake off the excess, and then stick it in a pot. Now, use a good soil. Black gold is a good soil. Fafard is a great potting soil, both owned by the same people. The number one selling soil, I don't like it. It's got a lot of bark mulch in it. And for rooting cuttings and growing plants, it just dries out too fast. So buy a real potting soil, either Fafard or Farford from Canada, or black gold that's made all over the United States. And for a 4-inch pot, I would put 3 or 4 cuttings in it. A 6-inch, I would put 6 cuttings in it and stick them in. Now you've got 4 to 5 knuckles, right? Stick a knuckle and a half into the soil after you've dipped it in a rooting powder. Space them evenly, firm them, give them a good drink. Keep it in a place where it's going to get good light, but no real hot direct sun on them, and they'll root. and they'll start to grow. They'll make side shoots, and you can start a whole bunch of new plants. Now, once you've taken all of your cuttings, you can repot the mother plant. Now, when you repot the Christmas cactus, they have a shallow root system. So go to your garden center and tell them what you want is an azalea pot. Azalea pots are short and squatty. So, for example, if your plant is in an 8-inch pot now, you want to go to a 10. And if you go from a standard clay pot to a standard azalea, it's half the height. And you don't need all that soil because the roots are not going to go down that deep. It'll make it easier for you to handle in your home. And once you've cut back the mother plant, a whole bunch of new growth will develop. You feed them on a monthly basis. Or use something like dynamite. Dynamite will give you continuous feed. Now, when the threat of frost is over, and you can safely plant your tomatoes, take your Christmas cactus, put them on your back deck, on a porch, on a patio, where they're going to get plenty of light, and they'll grow and get bushier and put some size on them. And you'll leave them outside until the kids go back to school in September. And you try and keep them outside as late as possible. So watch the weather, man, because Christmas cactus will set their flower buds with cool temperatures and short days. So if you can leave them outside where it's going to be cooler and then bring them in, you'll have a much fuller looking plant with many, many more buds. Okay?
Okay. So, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I just want to know about the roots. Can you cut back the roots at all?
If you cut back the roots, you could shock it. So you're better off to repot. And you could take some of the roots off. But, you know, you can't take half the root ball off. Otherwise, you'll definitely hurt it. But a few, no problem.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Don't be shy. Call us like Jean did, and she found out how to take cuttings, when to take the cuttings, how to repot, what the best soils are, so that she can make new plants. Now, her cactus is from her grandmother, so it's over 75 years old. Now, those of you listening, think, do you have a plant in your house that's that old? Most of us don't. So it's a real feat that Jean has done to keep a plant that's been handed down from generation to generation. And now, in May, she'll be able to take cuttings from this mother plant, still keep it, but start new plants, and she can give them away at Thanksgiving or at Christmas and say, this was grown by your great-great-aunt Sally. And now it's handed down to another generation. And Christmas plants, the Christmas cactus is a plant that can be done that very, very easily. So if you have a question about a plant that you have, you're not quite sure how or when to repot it, what size pot, what type of soil, call us and we'll work together. If you're having a problem with a certain plant, it's losing leaves, and right now, certain insects are getting active. And the one that's the most active is called a spider mite. And a spider mite is the size of a dot. If you were to write the letter I and put a dot on it, that's how big it is. And they make a webbing. And you can find them on some of the hanging plants. You can find them on some of the floor plants. But it's something that can be controlled very, very easily without using toxic pesticides in your home. And that's the last thing you want to do. Right now, for a lot of us, the windows are shut tight, the heat's on, and if you use a chemical insecticide, you're going to be breathing that pesticide because it's got no place to go. You can use a product called All Season Oil. And All Season Oil is a highly refined, paraffin-based, waxy-type product. And you mix it with water. You spray it directly on your plant. And it will smother and plug up all of the pores on the insect. So the adult, the young, and even the eggs that have been laid, if you spray the plant with this all-season oil, and the insect or the egg gets covered with the oil, the pores are plugged. It can't breathe, and they'll die. And the eggs, they'll never hatch. So you've wiped out three generations. It's very effective. There's no toxic fumes. And it's a great natural way of controlling diseases. Insects, rather. And then, if you want to make sure that there's no problem, you can use something called systemic granules. And systemic granules is a chemical form of an insecticide that's in a granular form. You would sprinkle it on the top of your soil, scratch it in, give it a good drink, and the granules will turn to a liquid. It will be absorbed into the plant, and if any insects begin to feed on the plant, they'll be killed. Now, systemic granules cannot be used on anything that you want to eat. So, no herbs or no plants that you're going to take the flower off and use the flower in a tossed salad or in a quiche like nasturtiums. Systemic would be, again, non-edible plants. If it's an edible plant like an herb, then use the all-season oil. And I like the all-season oil for another reason. If you've got a real nice tropical plant, whether it's a Schefflera, a ficus, a Dracaena, it acts as a leaf shine. So you wash the plant first to get all the dust. And you're going to be amazed. You know, you take a dust cloth and you clean your coffee table You clean, tables and side tables and countertops, and you come across dust that just comes with the heat and with the season. And your plant has that same covering on the foliage. So by washing it at least once during the winter and removing that thin layer of dust, the plant can absorb the sunlight a lot better. It will keep it more productive. It will help it to make flowers and buds, and you'll have a much better looking plant. So you wash it first, get all the dust and debris that could be on the foliage, and at the same time, you're checking for the possibility of insects on that plant, on the foliage or on the stems, and then you can spray it with the all-season oil. And all I would suggest that you do is you put down some newspaper if it's a big plant, spray the underside first. So if it's a big tall plant, have somebody tip it on its side, hold it, spray the underside of the foliage first, then stand it up and spray the top of the foliage. And that way you're getting any insects, whether they are on the top of the leaf or on the underside of the foliage. It will make it look shiny and clean and beautiful, and you'll be insect-free at the same time. And again, during the winter, once a month is all you need to feed your plants. They're not growing as much. If you have cactus, just regular desert-type cactus, no food. So any type of cactus, not like the crown of thorns or your Christmas cactus, but your regular upright, your ball-shaped, or any form of prickly-type cactus, no food during the winter. So that means nothing during January, February, and March. And December, no food. That way you can mimic what they are like if they were growing in the same environment outside in the desert. During the winter, they lay dormant. They've got plenty of moisture stored inside the cactus. So just be aware of it. Cut back on your watering. No food on your cactus at all until we get to April. Give them a chance to relax a little bit. You don't want to stimulate them to grow. And that's the last thing that you want to do. Okay? And that will help. And check them for insects. Now, one of the insects that cactus get is called a mealy bug. And it looks like little pieces of cotton. And if you were to take a pencil and try and pull some of it out, all of a sudden, from breaking up that cottony mess, you're going to see a little bit of yellow. And that's the insect. But it's covered with strands that make that will camouflage the plant. And looks just like cotton. And I would take a sharp pencil, dig out as much of it as I can without hurting the plant, and then spraying it with the all-season oil. It's made by Bonide. It's available at all of the garden centers. It can be used on herbs, and you can still eat it because it's a natural product. It's not a chemical. It's not absorbed into the plant. So if you're doing it on herbs, all I recommend is you cut the herbs, run them under warm water for a minute. That way you can wash off that waxy spray that you've put on it. And then you can cook with it or use it right in the tossed salad and have fresh taste and flavor of fresh pick herbs that you grow right on the windowsill. And that may make a good Christmas present. So that if you know somebody that loves to cook and they have everything, when you go to your local nursery or garden center, buy them a pot of parsley, basil, oregano, chive. Have them foiled and give them that. And they would love it. And that way they could pick fresh herbs for cooking or for a salad all winter long. And then in the spring, they can knock them out of the pot, plant it in their garden, and continue the process. The one thing that my wife and I really enjoy is we will buy a 4-inch pot of herbs in the spring. We immediately put it into a 6-inch pot with some good potting soil like black gold or Fafard and grow it right on that deck in that pot. When the kids go back to school and before the heat comes on, we bring it in. We put it in a south-facing window. And we can pick fresh herbs all winter long. And the one thing that I love to do, we have a wooden salad bowl. I'll cut basil, parsley, chives, chop them all up, and then put a little bit of oil in the salad bowl and rubbed all these crushed herbs into the oil and into the wood. And the flavor to the salad is incredible. So think about giving some herbs for the holidays for your favorite gardener that likes to cook. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And remember, if you want to send a centerpiece, a garden journal, or a consultation with a free garden journal, call us after 10 and we'll get it out today or tomorrow. The U.S. Post Office is delivering packages on Sunday, and they're going to stop by the house. We've got about a dozen centerpieces ready to go out that they're going to be picking up. So if you call us after 10, my son Jason has been making some, and we can box them and ship them out today so that they will be delivered on Wednesday. We're shipping out until Wednesday at noon, Monday at noon, to ensure that they are delivered on time for Christmas. And that's only in New England. Okay? So give us a call. The number is 207-985-6972 after 10. And we will send the journal, the consultation with the free journal, or your centerpieces out today or tomorrow morning at the latest. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Simone from Pennsylvania. She has a question about gardening.
Simone, Merry Christmas to you and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Caller, I've had so much trouble getting through to you because of the time difference. But anyway, Merry Christmas to you and a wonderful 2015 to you also, Paul.
Thank you.
My garden question is this. Okay, you know this time of year everybody gets those poinsettias in the pots.
Right.
I would like to know instructions how to preserve your poinsettia so it comes back. My dad was an avid botanist, and he had a very, very, I don't know, miracle-like green thumb. He could bring anything back to life, no matter how dead it was.
Anyway, well, I'm sure he's passed them on to you.
He's I want to know what poinsettias, because I can't ask my dad. He knew everything about plants. Okay.
What you want to do is enjoy it now. Keep it out of the direct drafts. So keep it away from a door. Keep it away from a cold window because it is a tropical plant native to Mexico. So you want to keep it warm. You want to water as needed. Don't say, today's Sunday. Paul's on the radio. I'm going to water it whether it needs it or not. And usually what I do for a poinsettia, I'll either pick up the pot, see how heavy it is, or take my index finger, push it in two knuckles, and if it's moist, I leave it alone.
Okay.
Never water in a solid container that's not able to drain. Okay?
All right, say that and again. Never water in a solid container
that does not have drainage holes.
So do you put it in a like a little dish where it could take the water from its roots?
I'll tell you, what I do, Sione, is I'll take my plant and I put it in a decorative pot.
Okay.
Pot and all. So I take it out of the decorative pot, I put it in the sink, I use warm water, I give it a good drink, I let it drain, and then I put it back in the decorative pot.
Oh, how long do you let it sit in the sink? How much time?
I let it sit there till I see that there's no water coming out of the drainage holes. It could be only 3, 4, 5 minutes, that's all.
Okay. You put it in the sink, you use warm water, and tell me the other part of that.
And then once you've given it a good soaking, let the excess water escape through the drainage holes, and then put it back in your decorative container, in the tin foil, in a sleeve. And then after the holidays, take care of it, just like any other house plant. And then in May, repot it into a larger container and take some cuttings. And you can start your own poinsettias for next year. But that's not going to be until May. And then you do everything outside.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.